was so blonde.
Well, you know those straight razors that men used to use. Now they sharpen those on
the razor strap.
And then put the hair on it. And then it's gone.
I've still got my husband's razor and razor strap.
You do. Was he when he died, by the way?
He was 57.
Oh, he was very young.
Yes.
Very
young. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. He had cancer. Yeah. Yeah, he was young.
Well, when they would go hunting or something, and in their guns, they for ammunition, they'd use
a ramrod.
Oh, is that? Oh, they had those. Oh, my cat.
Yeah. They put in their shot, and then they'd tamp it, you know, with that ramrod. And then they'd put in their powder, and they'd be the same
thing. Oh, and they'd have to put the shot in the thing.
Powder and all in there.
Separately? Later on, after they could buy it, like, all together, the powder and the shot.
Oh, yes, in a shell.
In a shell.
Shotgun shell, you know,
Yeah.
But these old things, like I'm telling you about, didn't have a hole down here. They were made, you know, with a snapper thing on. Well, anyhow, I can't describe it, but it was.
And they just had to take that.
Yeah, and tamp it in. Every time they went to kill something, they had to take that ramrod and reload. You see.
Well, I bet they thought that it was a great improvement.
Great, I reckon so.
Well, now in the shotgun shell, the same as a cartridge. Is that?
Yes, I guess it would.
Or what's the difference? Those.
Well, I would think a cartridge would be more like a pistol shell.
Oh, is that what that would be?
A shotgun shell, you see, is full of powder and lead and shot, don't you see?
Oh, I see.
And a bullet, I guess would be a cartridge. Now, I don't know for sure, but now, they're just a little shell with a bullet in it, don't you see?
Uh-huh.
And, of course, it's got the explosive between somewhere when you hit this thing that you hit to make it fire.
Uh-huh.
It's got the powder and stuff in there.
Uh-huh, already in there.
Yeah, I reckon it would be called a cartridge.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering when, you know, you said they came out with shotgun shells.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yes,
I bet they thought those shotgun shells were the most wonderful thing in the world.
Yeah, back when I was a child, you never heard of a shotgun.
No.
I never saw a shotgun shell. They always loaded them.
Well, were they very accurate with those guns?
Oh, yes, they were accurate. It just took time to get them ready to do anything, though.
It's wonderful, yeah. Well, did you ever know of this is some things that children would play on, when they get a long board and they go up and down? Did they have those?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And what about one that would be, like, a board that would be fastened on one end to a stump and it goes.
Yeah, that's a seesaw.
Uh-huh. And then the ones where they would have, where the board didn't go up and down, but it was, like anchored in the middle, like to a post or a stump, and then they'd spin around on it.
Yeah.
And it'd go, instead of going up and down, it's something that makes
just
round.
What that would be called.
And round.
I know we called one of them a flying Jenny.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, a flying Jenny would be that in the door.
Thing to go
round
and round.
Yes, yes.
And then from the tree with a rope, you'd have a
swing.
Seat,
yeah.
And then
yes, we made many of them.
And you'd make your own?
Oh, yes, we made our own for the children. We'd all fix the boards, you know, just to fit them. If they were real small, we'd make just to fit them right on the hips, you see. He'd cut out a notch to go down, he'd take an auger and bore a hole, and he'd run his rope up through that auger hole, you see, and then it would be always coming off, and then it fit the child.
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah, but that's just really smart.
Yeah.
That was really smart. Well, did you ever use coal?
Coal.
Coal to heat? No.
Not that.
Anything like that?
No, I never heard of that.
Now, if you were